due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
You're right that I didn't do more! You can use that last man standing, and that's exactly what I did! Just like an Elimination Chamber, I'll be the last one standing! And just like in WrestleMania, I'll be the last one standing over Brock Lesnar!
This is Ronda Rousey, and you're listening to Sports 1280 on WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you!
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans and Rochesterians, welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 3rd. Holidays today, real quick. It's Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. It's always the first Saturday of the month. Feed the Birds Day. Today's the day the music died. That's right, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper died in a plane crash in 1959. Yes, I'll bring you down with that one, sure. Happy birthday to Dory Funk Jr., who's 77, past guest on the show. I have a couple other birthdays. This one's kind of cringe. Marty Jannetty's 58 today. Kevin Von Erich would have been 58 also. He passed away in 1993. Becky Bayless is 36. You may not know who she was. She was in Ring of Honor. I think she did some stuff with ECW and TNA at one time. And Angela Fong, she's known as Black Lotus in Lucha Underground. She's 33 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us 1 week from today, February 10th, for UFC 221 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. February 10th, Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 221. And that there is never a cover charge for UFC. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join the Rock City Roller Derby. Or you can even do the Flower City Fear. Just find them on Facebook. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I got a huge studio full of guests. It's great. Start off with a boy who grew up on the show. That's right. It's Danger Boy. Good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Yeah. Has your Danger Boy estate the fumigation happen already? You know.
Yeah. It took 3 days.
3 days.
But it seems to be back to normal.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit when we get talking about the Rumble. We're joined by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Nice to see you, too. You're up and peppy today. It's like, would you drink your coffee before you came in?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't have my ice cream, though. I wish I'd known that before I got here.
Yeah, it's ice cream for breakfast day, yeah. Of course, following in tow his Your Man Friday, it's your son Peter Burke joins us. And DC Dan Cole working the Twitter and everything else possible, the texting and everything. And he brought the game too, which is really cool.
Good morning.
And we got a special guest with us in the studio. It's Brother Wee's morning show producer, Billy DeTore. Billy, how's it going?
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Nice to have you, Billy. I know we finally get to meet on a wrestling show, not on the Wee's show.
Yeah. I'll try and not talk so much.
No, you can talk as much as you want. You know, it's like, we are like DeTullio knows sports stats and everything. Like, you know, they come natural to him. Well, wrestling is like that for us. So. You know, we'll spew it out. But let's talk about a lot. We got a lot of things to talk about. Busy, busy show. And I do want to send a shout out to the guy who won the Chris Jericho book. His name is Ray. And Ray, if you could give me a call so I can get your information, I can get you that book that you won. So, unfortunately, number 25, John won the woman's book, and I hear he got that. So, but, you know, it was a great Royal Rumble. Let's talk a little bit about fallouts from the Royal Rumble. Let's look at the pay-per-view. And what do you guys think? Overall, I mean,
I know that we were happy at the end of it. You know, we saw it as a group, huge group, except for the toxic duo that were in the middle who were having gas problems all night. But beyond that, you know.
I mean, I'm fully prepared to host my own independent WrestleMania party if those two are on the guest list.
Yeah, I had a couple guys that just did too much cheese dip or something.
It was funny the first time.
And then it kept going.
Subsequent 20 times, not so much.
So you remember, so Danger Boy, tell your brother he's not invited. But nevertheless, but what do we think about the pay-per-view in general? I mean, listen, we were spoiled to death by NXT the night before. What a great show that was. A takeover from Philadelphia. I mean, there's a match of the year, was the last match on the show. I think if not that or the Aleister Black, match that was earlier on the card. But overall, I said, you know, how can they top that? And then it was a pretty good pay-per-view, though. I mean, overall, what do you think, Danger Boy?
I liked it. It's been the first time in a while. It's not just the finish of the match either, of the Rumble, or either one of them, you know, liking who won, but the fact that the whole thing was actually, like, pretty decent for the first time in a while. There's no, I mean, it sucks that, you know, Rusev Day didn't win, but Nakamura was, you know, really good. They did that pairing off of the two generations at the end and was awesome. I enjoyed it, and you know, not so much some of the matches that were in between, but we found out some things about some people being hurt that led to why things look like they did. So, you know, that whole thing with Jason Jordan, I'm still greatly opposed to the fact they faked a concussion. I know he has a neck injury. I know he shouldn't be out there. Don't put him out there then. Don't fake a concussion injury because he was staggering around like he didn't know where he was.
Yeah, that was, and you know, especially with all the protocol going on with head injuries nowadays.
With the protocol and with everything that happens and with all the negative influence that can have, if the wrong person saw that would have blown up to a national spotlight. They got really lucky they didn't get more flack for what they did there.
I thought there might have been some legitimacy to it, you know, maybe because the way that the shot that he took right before that, but you know, they wouldn't have focused the camera on it if he was, so it's like, but yeah, that, and I mean, he's got bad back, we know that.
No, right? He's got bad neck.
Oh, bad neck.
Apparently he can't grip his hands.
Ooh, just like his dad.
He's apparently, like, there's a reason he's not wrestling these matches, and I don't know why he's on TV still. He wasn't on TV Monday. That's looking like a lot of the plans they had for him. He's not, from what I've seen, the tentative WrestleMania card, he's not even included because he's going to be out for a long time.
Really?
Because when they figure out 100% what's wrong with him.
Well, he was also replacing the injured
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose.
It's the whole Shield thing. Everyone in the Shield is hurt. Even Seth Rollins now is working with a bad back.
I was gonna say, but that whole thing with Dean Ambrose was he took over and he was gonna play the Dean Ambrose part at WrestleMania against Seth Rollins. Well, now Seth Rollins is a man who's left out. You know, I mean, what do you do with Rollins now? Joe's another guy who's hurt, who's not going to make it back from Mania. They had big plans for him.
Joe's supposed to be back in mid-March.
Okay, so maybe we'll get a Rollins Joe then. I don't know. I mean, those two guys both, you know,
had... Or hey, depending on the Rock schedule, a certain someone that showed up at the Rumble supposedly is going to need a tag partner.
Oh, well, the Rollins would be perfect then, I think.
They said that might be Angle, too.
Oh, Angle, yeah.
I've also heard Braun, but Braun's highlighted for The Miz, if you ask Dave Meltzer, who I tend to trust over most other people. He's been wrong, but he's usually got a better track record than a lot of the people who open their mouths.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number. If you have an opinion, you want to get in, comment, you can text us at that number, too. Billy, what did you think of the Rumble?
I enjoyed the show overall. I really enjoyed the opening match with Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, and AJ. And then there was I was shocked that the Men's Rumble was third on the card. I think that was the overall consensus.
Well, as soon as that happened, it's like, okay, Ronda Rousey's showing up. I mean, that's what the consensus in the room went, because they had to make a big deal about it at the end of that match. You know, I don't know. It's not a bad thing. I mean, we all made our predictions last week on the show, and everybody took Nakamura, and I took Roman Reigns, and the last two guys in the Royal Rumble were Roman Reigns and Nakamura. So it's like, you know, it made sense that we all had an idea where they were going, you know? And then, of course, you guys talked me. I think you might have almost talked me out. I just was going out on a limb by picking Roman Reigns. But they have the Elimination Chamber coming up, and it's going to create a new number one contender for Brock Lesnar's belt. So there's another way for Roman Reigns to get in there. So, Danny?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say the one thing I didn't like about the Women's Rumble is, to me, they made the current women's roster look weak with all the old-timers coming back and just tossing the current roster out of the ring. I mean, Tori Wilson and Kelly Kelly and Michelle McCool looking strong.
Is that possibly because some of those women are coming back?
No, I don't think any of those women are coming back. I mean, and really, do we want them back? Michelle McCool, does she look anything like she used to?
No.
Nah, I didn't think so when she came out. And Tori
Wilson. Kelly looks exactly like she used to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
In the ring and out of it.
Yeah,
and which also, means she shouldn't come back.
And Tori Wilson looked like she's younger than she was last time she was there.
I mean, here's the big problem. What they did is they tried to mirror the booking they do for the Men's Rumble, which is bring some nostalgia factor back into it. But a lot of the women from the past several years, I don't care to ever see them again. Because they were just, I'm sorry, I'll say it, they were just around for their look.
Yeah, it's night and day.
WWE didn't have women's wrestling as a priority. They had divas as a priority. So the nostalgia factor to me didn't work at all.
What's ironic,
and I remember Molly Holly was the greatest woman wrestler, and she kind of got pushed out of the company because she wasn't a diva.
There were two women I think I popped for seeing back, Molly Holly and Beth Phoenix.
What's really ironic is that everyone claims how great a wrestler Lita was, and I thought she almost killed herself on her moonsault.
Yeah, moonsault.
And awful. she almost killed the two people she landed on too.
Yeah, there was you know, and it's like I felt bad because all the current, you know, women wrestlers there had to step aside and let them come in and do the. And listen, I love Trish Stratus. Trish Stratus looks in great shape though. She still looks. I mean, half her tights were see through.
I love the fact they did the whole thing with her and Mickey too.
Yes,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
You know that's, you know, that throws back. If you actually watch wrestling, that's a throwback to their great feud they had when they actually started to have the women actually wrestle.
And Mickey James licked her hand.
I was gonna say prior to the women's revolution, the only good women's match we've had at WrestleMania was Trish Stratus and Mickey James.
Yeah,
so it was great seeing that.
You know what's funny is I kept mentioning this through the weekend. It's like every time they did a flashback to the women that were going to be there, they would show Lita, and they kept showing that move where she went over the top rope and landed like on her head.
Sasha Banks recreated on Monday.
She did. I was going to say, Sasha Banks, how did she not get killed in that? You know, I say that about Aleister Black from the NXT when he hit that table. I thought the man was dead. I thought it was over.
That was an easy bump compared to that table or the chair bump he gave later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was disgusting.
definitely. That was a, but, you know, but I was going to say the women's rumble, you know, I mean, obviously Asuka, she didn't lose, and she hasn't lost yet in, what, 2 years, 3 years now?
Can we talk about how Alicia Fox wasn't there?
Let's do it.
So all the women were pulled off the live events in the weekend leading up to the Rumble because a lot of them had never done anything like this. They'd never done a Battle Royal where you actually had to go over the top rope, so they had to practice it. And they did the practicing, and in the practicing, Alicia Fox went over the top rope and broke her tailbone. So she had to miss the show because she got hurt practicing because she didn't know how to go over the top rope. If you listen to Jim Cornette's podcast from years ago when he talks about when Alicia Fox first came in, it doesn't surprise you at all. But she's gotten better in the 10 years somehow she's lasted in the company. But that's interesting. And you could tell by some of the bumps they took going over the top rope or some of the handing over the top rope that they did that they still weren't comfortable with doing that kind of stuff.
And I don't want to be that jerk, but because of that injury, we got to see Kairi Sane instead. So upgrade.
Yeah, yes. And yeah. Kairi Sane, who was supposed to take on Ember Moon originally on the NXT TakeOver, but because of Shayna Baszler, I call her Baszler for a while, it's Baszler, she came out and choked her out and everything. So maybe they knew something that they were going to move her up to the Royal Rumble. I mean, that's another thing about the Rumble is we got to see some NXT guys. I think that we got to see Almas from NXT, the champ there. That was his reward for an incredible match on NXT.
And he lasted 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know. And he was, I've never seen him work better in the match with him and Gargano and it was just a fantastic heavyweight champ. And I kept thinking while I was watching it, it's like, oh, Gargano's winning this. Gargano just sold and sold and sold in that match. And then Almas sold and sold. So it was just one of those incredible back and forth matches. And yeah, his reward was that he got to be in the Royal Rumble. And so we got to see that. And Adam Cole, of course, taking the loss to Aleister Black. He got to be in the Royal Rumble.
I would have liked to have seen some more female NXT talent in the Women's Rumble.
Yes, yes.
Could have used the iconic duo. Could have used Nikki Cross just to liven things up.
We thought Nikki
a bit.
Cross was going to be there. We all thought so.
I thought she would have been great in that match.
It was very nice what they did with Ember Moon, though. And they had her come out and she sold the arm injury. And then they had her square off with Asuka to go back to the feud they had in NXT, which was, the fact that they're actually putting some of this stuff together is kind of awesome.
And they kind of cleaned, the ring was cleaned at that point, when then there was just those two standing each other. They looked like they were going to hug at one point,
And And I don't know how many people agree with me, and I said it during the week on Facebook. Shayna Baszler versus Ember Moon was a great match.
Yeah.
If you like old school matches where they work over a body part.
Psychology.
It wasn't a rest hold. She went and she was changing it up. She was working on the arm, and she got heel heat, which is something that's very hard to do in a place like Philadelphia, to get legit heel heat. And apparently it carries over to the tapings this week, and people absolutely hate her, and she loves it, and I love it, that they actually have a heel again.
Brian?
Yeah, my one of my big issues with the women's Rumble was the end, where they felt they had to put the longest ever reigning women's champion against the undefeated Asuka. I thought they could have used a number of people on the current roster and set up some sort of feud between them and Asuka versus having Nikki Bella be the last one in the ring with her.
Yeah.
Well, rumor is that Nikki Bella eliminated her sister because we're going to get a redo of that feud at WrestleMania too.
Wish she would have died in the womb. Okay, sorry.
And one last thing about the Women's Rumble. Yeah. Really, I thought it was great. My biggest gripe with it is I did not like what they did with the women in the downtime. I we were watching the match, and we couldn't tell if women had been eliminated.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Sort of, or if they were just, yeah, they had just, like, rolled under the ropes and were taking a break. Like, I thought that was the part that just kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, they could have learned from Jericho, kind of sit in the corner and take a break.
Yeah, because they were definitely out of the ring. And it's like, honestly, we were like, when did this person get eliminated? Because then there's people who were eliminated that we didn't even see.
And when you're doing important gambling and trying to track eliminations, that makes things difficult.
One last note before we go to break. I want to talk a little bit about jealousy because, of course, at the end of the Rumble, you've got the women, you've got Asuka there pointing at the WrestleMania sign, and then who comes out but Bad Reputation starts playing? Ronda Rousey. No surprise, did not make the Rumble, but Ronda Rousey did come out there and point at the WrestleMania sign very well. She pointed it multiple times. And then she went to shake Asuka's hand and she slapped it, which I thought was pretty cool, because it's like, you know, who knows where we're going to go. But Ronda Rousey's, you know, part of the WWE now. And then within a couple days, we started hearing the backbiting and the griping. And let's, you know, just for a second, let's talk about that. Ronda got signed to a multi-year deal, so she's going to be with WWE at least 2 years, maybe three. It's going to open up her schedule. She'll still be able to fight, I think, much like Brock Lesnar was able to. I think she'll stay if she wants to. She doesn't, though. She wants to be. She said in interviews that actually were taped before the Royal Rumble when she was out in the crowd there, she's 100% with the WWE. And I'll be the judge of that when she's on the house show circuit, okay? Because then that will say something. But some of the women who aren't making probably a tenth of what she's making have not taken kindly to them signing some of them from outside the company.
I'll drop my 2 cents. Nikki Bella, shut up.
Nikki Bella.
Yeah, just shut up.
Of anyone griping, Nikki Bella shouldn't be the person.
Nikki Bella, the one who her and her sister forced themselves onto TV, or they were going to leave NXT. Or back then it was Florida Championship. It was Florida. They said, if you don't put us on TV in the next month, our contracts are void, so we're going to leave. So they forced themselves to get put on TV.
They also forced Maria Kanellis out of the company the first time.
That's right. And also they had also problems with Maryse, too.
I was going to say, the rumor they did the same thing to Maryse.
They were going to all go together and get a contract re-signed and everyone get the same, and then they changed their mind when it was only, you know, Brie and Nikki there. They changed their mind, and then they didn't tell Maryse that they had already signed, and then he called up and told it was all part of this Divas show, so you probably could have seen that. But there was some bad feelings amongst them for quite a long time. And on that note, well, you guys can tell us what you think. 222-1280 Star 12. We're going to break right now. We'll be back on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Special guest Billy DeTore, Brother Weeze producer, in the studio with us finally. We had Paulie, you know, now we gotta get Weeze down here sometime. No, he'll never talk wrestling.
Sleep through it.
By the way, Danny, when we're in break, Danny, show Billy the background of that computer, because I don't think Billy's ever seen that. 222-1280, Star 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Now that I understand.
So,
Let me ask you, Charlie, okay? Let me ask you. How would we compare to, let's say, the legendary Graham Brothers? How would we compare?
To be honest, you know, I'm really not all that familiar with them.
You know, that's not surprising, Charlie. That's not surprising because just like these people, you don't care. You don't care. These people are too busy chanting EC Dub, trying to get themselves over. Trying to get themselves over, but unlike the two of us, we learn from the past. These people can't stop living in it.
Share a ring with 29 incredible women, and one of them being you. So I just wanted to come out here and congratulate you on your victory and going on to WrestleMania. But for the past 2 years, you've been undefeated, and you've been coming out here and saying, nobody's ready for Asuka. Nobody's ready for Asuka. Last night, I proved that I can go the distance. So nobody's ready for Asuka. I'm ready for Asuka tonight.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Lita of the World Wrestling Entertainment, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK. And whenever I'm in Rochester, I make sure I feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic.
Oops. You just pay extra for that.
I know. It's like Lita feels the pain. Welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Billy DeTore from the morning show producer for the Wii Show is joining us. Finally, I've been talking to him about this for a while. I'm glad. You know, I feel bad, Billy. This is your day off, and you're in here with us.
Yeah, I had to come up here for something. So I decided to stop down and talk some wrestling.
I've been living here recently too for some strange reason. You know, I've just a lot of time up here, which is pretty cool, I guess. You know, it's being underemployed, as I call myself. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We're having a lot of fun this morning. Got a lot of calls. Let's go right to the calls because I mean, I'm sure we've got some feedback from the Royal Rumble. We'll start off with yes, it's the Rick from Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's shaking, gang? How you guys doing this morning?
We are shaking, man. We're shaking our thing. Go ahead.
Hey,
that didn't sound right. Sorry.
Come again?
I said that didn't sound right. Sorry.
No, it's all good. Hey, first of all, man, I'm very impressed with AOP, man. Those guys have been working hard. Hopefully they get their call up by the end of the year.
I hope so, too. Authors of Pain had a pretty good match on NXT, and they lost. And I figured with the way they lost, that was a clear sign they're going to show up on SmackDown soon.
Yeah. Now, do you think? What do you think of this possible feud with the Usos and our boys, the Bludgeon Brothers?
Great matches.
Yeah, great matches and a tag team title for the Bludgeon Brothers, I think, eventually.
Hopefully.
Finally.
Yeah, I could see that Usos would drop them soon. I thought that the creative team would make them drop it because of one of the guys' run-ins with the law about a month ago.
Yeah, we talked about that. You're guilty until proven, or innocent until proven guilty, and you know he's
not one of those things that gets you to drop a belt either.
Yeah, no, not apparently not.
You can still be a tag champ, but you can't play in the XFL.
Yes, that's right. You can't. Vince McMahon said, "I don't want people with convictions." You know.
Now, as far as ROH is concerned, could you enlighten me on this Ricochet dude? Because I'm not quite hip to. His skills and talents in the ring.
Well, Ricochet is awesome, and he's an NXT, not ROH.
Yeah, he's in.
And he debuts at a taping that I think shows in March.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said NXT, not ROH.
Yeah, you said ROH, not NXT. Ricochet is in NXT. Now he had come in for the cruiserweight tournament, right?
No,
I thought they were talking with him for quite a while.
They talked with him about it, but he didn't sign. He was doing New Japan stuff. He does a lot of PWG. He's awesome. It's like he was in Lucha Underground. He was Prince Puma.
Prince Puma, if you remember that, Rick, right?
I do, but yes. I didn't know that was him.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone gets a different name every place they go, except for Zack Sabre Jr. I think he has the same name everywhere.
And he still doesn't sell.
Yeah.
Here's all you need to know if you want to know a little bit something about Ricochet. If I had to look up Ricochet versus Will Ospreay. Was that Super Juniors like
yeah,
2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Look up that match and then just pray that WWE doesn't mess it up.
Yeah. So I could find that on YouTube. You said Will Ospreay versus him?
Yep, Ricochet, Will Ospreay from the Best of Super Juniors.
And Will Ospreay is an incredible wrestler. Most of his matches are incredible.
He also doesn't sell.
And every once in a while, he has to do a thing over again like we saw in Buffalo. But that's okay, you know?
Now, actually, on to ROH. Is there any truth to the rumor about the Bullet Club? Did you see the clip in New Japan where they were kicking out...
Kenny Omega.
I'll just tell you this. At their supercard in New Orleans, WrestleMania weekend, they have just announced yesterday, I believe it was, Kenny Omega versus Cody.
So it tells you what the Kenny Omega's out of the Bullet Club. A lot of people were saying that maybe he could splinter off like
the NWO.
He could forgive them and still be part of the team, but it's like most likely when the way it ends like that, it's over, you know. But which is good because it allows him to either do one of two things: become a bigger star without everybody around him, or go to the WWE.
It's his babyface turn.
He's got a huge baby face. We used to Murph and I, when we saw him first starting up in Ring of Honor, we used to call him Charles in Charge, Willie Ames. We called him Willie Ames because he got that curly hair, you know, and it's like. But he was a huge face when he first started in Ring of Honor years ago.
And come on, now we get the Golden Lovers reunion.
Yeah, you know, so it's
hopefully Ibushi still wants to stick with it and they go through with it completely and he doesn't just back out.
So, I mean, it's just progressive storytelling. The Bullet Club will not be around forever. It's kind of funny that you see now Adam Cole being in NXT and he was a member of the Bullet Club after everybody else who's in the WWE right now was part of it, you know? So he was like a second generation Bulleter.
Can you see Marty Scurll face turn? I could see it.
I love Marty Scurll. I don't know. You know, I mean, everyone's going to splinter off eventually.
His name says he can't turn face.
That's right. He's a villain. He's the villain. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I mean, he can't come to WWE with the umbrella either because that's already that other guy, Gallagher or whatever his name is, you know?
Oh, yeah. The dude from Britain.
Yes.
And one other thing. When you guys were mentioning the a while ago, that Spectrum took over Time Warner. There's no way we could see New Japan on there anytime soon in the Access Channel without paying extra.
No, I think. Can you get the Access Channel on?
You got to pay extra for it.
I just called Spectrum a couple weeks ago because I wanted to see the big card.
Yeah,
they had it on. It's channel 299 on my guide, but when I called Spectrum, they had no idea that it was there. They didn't know how I could get it. I go, but it's on your guide.
What?
And they had nothing for me.
Well, you can get Pop TV only in only downloading things off this channel, but you don't get the channel on our cable channels.
You know what I noticed the other day?
What's that?
So I cut the cord and I went with Sling, and I have Access.
Well, you could pay.
You do. I do. Oh my gosh! And you get every week. You get JR doing commentary on those New Japan matches.
Yep.
See, that's what you need. Is you need that, you know, Sling, or you need like it's on satellite too. It's on DirecTV.
Well, you could pay for Spectrum the channel. I think it's like $2.99 a month. But I thought they were just going to add it as a normal channel.
I offered to pay for it. They just didn't know it existed.
Uninformed person.
Yeah, their
on
customer
the phone.
Service isn't always the greatest either. Yeah.
Hey, sir, it's my first day.
Rick,
the
thank
job,
you
man.
So much for the call, buddy.
All right, thanks.
All right, 222-1280. Star 12 is the number. We have Scott from Henrietta. Scott.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about Omega, but thanks, Rick.
Go ahead. Okay.
I was going to call in and talk about Omega, but thank you, Rick. I guess we covered that topic already.
Yeah.
I was actually going to give a little props to Sasha Banks because that was a. That was quite the weekend she had. I would call her the weekend MVP.
Well, the way she landed on the back of her head on Monday was something,
and
man. I it's scary because it did not look good. You know, I mean, she's had back problems before, too.
Yeah, she's had back problems. She's had neck problems. And I'll bet she was a little sore after that. I mean, you got to give her a bunch of credit. She took pretty much every bump you could take during the Rumble and then went out and had, I'd say, a good 20-minute match with Asuka on Monday night. The more I watch the women's and how it develops, I just worry that they have like a Goldberg situation with Asuka starting because she's got to lose eventually. And when she loses that mystique. because they've just they don't bill it as Asuka's going to kill you or Asuka the Buzzsaw. It's now it's no one's ready for Asuka. No one's going to beat Asuka. When she loses, it's going to have the Goldberg effect.
It depends how they do it, because when they did it with Goldberg, they used a cattle prod and then did the finger touch of doom the next day with Hogan and Nash. So that was terrible. If they can do it the right way and they build someone up, like if they build up her and Ronda Rousey and Rousey ends up beating her, that's not going to kill anybody. If she holds her own, if it's not like a 40-second squash match.
We were given a heads up that Rousey is going to get pushed to the moon from the beginning. And the thing is, something we learned about Rousey too is that she's been training a lot longer than people really know. She's been training since like the middle of last summer to do this.
She's been training since the middle of last summer. She's been in a PC for the last month and a half.
Yeah, so
didn't they say that she's sneaking in at night? Like, and on the weekends they fly her in and she trains all night when no one's there?
Yep. And she loves it too. I mean, did you see her video of her husband and his two sons watching the Royal Rumble, where when she came out, he knew, but the kids didn't know. And these kids, she's got two stepsons that are like maybe 9 and 7. These kids are flipping out. It was like hilarious. You got to follow her on Instagram. But you know, this is where she wants to be. And she's going, and you're going to see, she's going to come out. She's not going to be a rookie. She's going to come out. She's going to know stuff. And then she's going to make people submit to the arm bar, and they're going to do that for a long time.
I figure that's going to be the way it is. It's just I do see some of that she's not paying her dues as far as going on the road. She's not, you know, she didn't come up through the regular system and she's going to be an outsider. But to that too, I also remember Trish Stratus. When they brought Trish Stratus in, she was supposed to be nothing but eye candy.
Yeah, she was a model. She was a swimsuit model. Yeah.
She was not supposed to do anything but, you know, say a few catchphrases and walk out and look beautiful, and then she actually turned into like, you know, the boss for several years.
You know, and they're lucky to get someone like Ronda Rousey who wants to be there and willing to do everything. So, like I said, when she's on the house show circuit, then I'll start believing. You know, but Asuka, yeah, I can see a big confrontation with Asuka. Now, we're not going to get that at WrestleMania this year because we're already told that most likely Ronda is going to be tagging with somebody against Triple H and Stephanie, and they're going to work that out sometime soon, I'm sure.
You think it'll be The Rock for his promotion for his new movie?
Yeah, they're hoping, you know.
They want The Rock. The whole issue is the insurance companies. He's got a movie that starts filming in May. Last time he did a full match was with Cena, and he got hurt to the cost of, I think it cost the production company $25,000 a day day he missed.
He was out like 2 months, too. Yeah. So it was Whoa. Like, yeah. That happened. Guys, that's when go. I saw him. I saw him at WrestleMania, when we saw him at WrestleMania 29. Yeah, that's
guys,
when he
I
got.
Gotta go.
Okay, take it easy, buddy. 222-1280.
He got pulled over.
No, it sounds like he's got the kids in tow. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We've got Troy in Rochester. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
What'd you think of the Rumble, buddy?
Excellent Rumble. Except the Braun Strowman match. That was the worst one to me.
Well, listen, we got to say one thing. If you go back and watch it, we've all been remarking at this. There's actually a point by where Strowman I don't know if he accidentally, but he knees Brock Lesnar in the head, and Brock Lesnar turns around and punches him in the middle of the match.
Oh, yeah, they kept showing that over and over.
You got to see that, because
that was real.
He's got that jaw that does, you know, when you get hit, you see the reverberation as his jaw moves back and forth from getting hit by something. And so there was some legit, you know, I mean, I think it was unprofessional by Lesnar to retaliate, because I don't think Braun did it on purpose.
That stuff happens. More than you would believe.
I was going to say, I don't think that's unprofessional at all.
The reason I say it's unprofessional because Brock punched him, and now he was just doing a knee move to his head, and that's when, you know, I don't think, but Brock turned around and goes mad from that and punched him in the jaw.
And
know?
Told him to mm-hmm. slow the F down.
That's true, too. Strowman is still kind of new at this, so, you know, I mean, relatively, you know.
Just watch the super mm-hmm. slow-mo, and you can actually see Brock Lesnar's fist exit the opposite side of Braun Strowman's head.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks like
a they kept showing it over and over. I was like, wow, they really going at it.
But I was not I was not thrilled with that match either, to be honest with you. And that was just a filler before the Women's Royal Rumble. You know, I mean, we all felt that Lesnar was going to win that anyways, and how it came about was exactly kind of how we thought it was going to go. So
if only Finn had been over enough to take that spot.
That would have been great if Finn could have been there.
Yeah, it was just like
stupid, sexy Finn.
Kane is not the same Kane.
No. Kane's kind of got like this belly going thing now. We were noticing that.
He's getting his mayor belly ready.
He is running for office still. And actually, it's interesting. He has a night where The Undertaker's coming and helping him raise some funds for running for mayor. That was in Tennessee.
Yeah, Knoxville County, I think.
Knoxville County. And Undertaker, it's like $100. You get to pictures with both of them and you get to hang out with them. So it's like, you know. That'd be pretty cool. You never met The Undertaker before. He doesn't do a lot of these things, so.
I got a couple other questions for you guys. Now, if they can give Brock Lesnar the belt, they'll let him not fight for every couple months and still be champion, why can't they give John Cena the belt and let him hold on to the belt like that, even if he's got other gigs?
I think John Cena, the way he wrestled this past weekend, I have a feeling there might be a change in his attitude coming up soon. Even if you watch the Finn Balor match from Monday, he was doing some stuff.
He was visibly upset with the crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
It was weird.
I've never seen him do that. I mean, usually, the thing is that if he really is upset, maybe they're allowing him to grasp the dark side.
It was a solid match, too.
It was. It was very good. I didn't like how it ended, but that's how it always ends, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good match right there. That definitely is. I think he should go back to the Thugonomics theme song also. I mean, that's my favorite John Cena theme song right there. Thugonomics. What you think of it? Y'all don't like that theme song?
Well, I like the gimmick that came with it, but he can't do that anymore. It's not PG.
Right.
Yeah. Word Life is not a PG. That's not PG?
The song is, but his gimmick wasn't.
Yeah, no, his gimmick was, he was.
Nothing would be worse than a PG Doctor of Thugonomics.
Yeah, the thing is, the best thing about it was that he would just, tear down the guy he was taking on as he was out in the ring and doing his rap, and that was the funniest. I mean, that's when I like John Cena, okay?
And again, USA did announce this week they're going to allow unedited F-bombs, so maybe.
I heard that on USA. It's like, does that mean WWE is going to
hour. Remember, get those ratings up.
They were saying something when they were at the 25th anniversary where John Cena said, what did he say? They were going, eh, and he's going, what, Apple? Is that what you're saying? You know, he's like,
well, they're beeping out the crowd in Manhattan.
Also, guys, now we have all this women talent now that they're pushing the women's evolution and whatnot. Don't you think it's about, we talked about this before, I think it's about time for women's tag team championships.
You know, if they had more time for TV, I wouldn't doubt it whatsoever. I've seen other companies do that. TNA, Impact Wrestling did that, made a women's tag match. I don't know. The knockout tag team, it didn't last long. It lasted maybe one or two pay-per-views.
They could certainly sacrifice a video replay or two on Raw.
That's for sure.
According to Kevin Dunn, they can't.
3 hours on Raw, 2 hours on SmackDown. They got an hour for, they have 15 minutes for the mixed matchup, and they... And they have an hour for the 205. So, thank you for calling, Troy. We got to go to break. Man, I can't believe the phone lines are still packed. 222-1280, star 1280. We'll be opening up one real soon. But we're going to go to break. We've got so much stuff to talk about. I didn't even think we touched the news yet. Let's see. Well, we are on our road, the road to WrestleMania. I'll say that. That's for sure. It started with the past
weekend. Let's all point at the sign.
Yeah, we've been pointing. We got to find one. We're pointing out of here. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Royal Rumble, Sami Zayn, knee to the face. John Cena, knee to the face. Roman Reigns, knee to face. At WrestleMania, AJ Styles, knee, face, new WWE champion,
Rochester.
Last night, I entered the Royal Rumble match, and for 57 minutes and 38 seconds, I fought as superstar after superstar entered the ring, all gunning for the same thing, the championship opportunity at WrestleMania. And it was the promise of that opportunity that kept me fighting.
This is the Stinger, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. It's showtime, folks.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, and Double B, Brian Burke, knee to the face.
Ouch.
DC, Dan Cole, knee to the face. Danger Boy. Knee to the face.
That's
and
fine.
Billy DeTore. Knee to the face.
Yep.
All right, welcome to the show. I loved it because I had ran two Japanese winners of the Royal Rumble. Think about it. Both of them won the Royal Rumbles, the men's and the women's. And Asuka came out earlier when the sound I was playing, and Asuka, she cut a promo in Japanese, mostly Japanese. I don't know if I hope the I don't understand Japanese, and I'm pretty sure there was no bad words in it, but I can't be 100% sure, so it's always kind of gambling.
I'm going to assume it was all bad words.
It was all bad words? All right. 222-1280 Star
12. Ripping on Stephanie.
Yeah, 222-1280 Star 12 is number. We've got Buddy Buddy Brian on the line. What's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you? You know what? You guys were just talking about the women's battle royal.
Yes,
now,
we were.
Did the winner say who what champion she's going to face?
Did Asuka say who she's going to face?
Yes.
Did she ever say that?
No.
Not yet, but I'm guessing it's going to be, the Raw belt, but I'm not, but right now she has not said it.
And what do you guys thought of Stephanie Stop doing on the commentary on the Battle Royal?
She was terrible. She was not there. She was like there every like 5 minutes. You would hear a peep out of her. But you know that they put together a team that really spoke a lot. You know, so it's. I thought she was terrible on the commentary. I'm sure someone else told her that too. It was like, was Stephanie even there? Because you couldn't hear her.
Stephanie's greatest contribution was every time someone went over the top rope, she goes, ooh.
Yeah, what do you think?
Did we.
What do you think, Billy? Billy, did you hear Stephanie during that match?
Yeah, I don't hate her as much as you guys do, but she wasn't good.
Listen, nobody hates her.
I love Stephanie.
Yeah, they all love her. I'm the one who dislikes her.
I just love him some Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, because we argue about how hot she is. Okay,
she's hot.
We don't need to talk about that.
Thank you, Billy. About time we got Billy in here, a man of class, a man of culture.
222-1280 Star Trek's number. We got Baldy online. What's up, buddy?
How's it going? Thanks for taking my call. And before I give my much anticipated State of Wrestling address. And unlike President Trump, I will not be releasing a memo. I got to do a little house cleaning, or shall I say studio cleaning, because after Baldy got off the air last week, your co-host took turns misrepresenting and bearing false witness against me. But you know what? I'm going to allow the universe to sort that out.
Go ahead.
On second thought, could we get this as a memo so I don't have to listen?
Hey, at least you got the balls to say it when I'm on the phone and not when I get off it.
Well, I wasn't here last week, so I have no idea what transpired.
You got to go back and listen to it. Go to iTunes.
So anyways, in the spirit, and I know that wasn't very in the spirit of loving thy enemy like Jesus taught, but I'm going to end the peanut gallery moniker, and I'm going to stop calling your young listeners who prefer socialism over getting off their ass and making something of themselves Bernie bums and Antifa scum. Instead, I'm going to give them words of encouragement. And instead of envying what your neighbor has, you should go look in the mirror, because you are the only one holding yourself back. Instead of trying to emulate your neighbor or something you see on TV, be the best person you can be.
Well, those are kind words.
Thanks,
wisdom.
Tony Robbins.
But I strongly recommend not to take the path that Aleister Black is taking. Because although worshiping Satan may bring you short gains in the beginning, he should check out Aleister Crowley's head student, Anton LaVey, because he begged like a little bitch for forgiveness on his deathbed. But well, speaking of Aleister Black, I'll get back to wrestling.
Thank you.
After this giant weekend of wrestling, 3-day weekend, I might add, starting with NXT, I finally got a chance to see this Johnny Wrestling guy, and he did not disappoint.
Gargano is incredible.
And however, I kept thinking, boy, oh boy, this guy is like a little less polished Austin Aries.
Yeah.
And here Austin Aries is the champion of another deal, TNA, which I'm going to give a second chance, because they flushed the toilet of everyone they had, and they're starting out fresh, so I'm going to give them a fresh start as well. And I even caught some New Japan Wrestling. Or wait, was that the Royal Rumble? I was a little confused. But, you know, as far as their new signing there, Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
You know, and although the Shine has, you know, honestly, the Shine's off for a little bit after getting her face smashed in a couple times, it still shows that WWE is heading in the right direction. Half their roster is Ring of Honor, and here they bring in another strong style wrestler. So kudos to them. But I feel the Women's Royal Rumble, again, too many participants, but it was everything after the Nakamura win was very anticlimactic. They finally get the winner right, and they don't put it at the end of the show. And it was too, I think it was too hard to follow that up, even with the big surprise.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing is that...
I agree, they killed the crowd.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had to have Ronda come out after the women's match. They couldn't have just had her showed up after the Meth Amendments was the last match. It wouldn't have worked out. So it's just the way they structured it, unfortunately. You know, I mean, I was assuming the women were going to start, but as soon as the men were the first one, it's like, it's obvious why they're doing this, because you have to have the biggest surprise at the end of the night. So everybody's sitting around the you know, the water fountain or the, you know, water cooler at work talking, like, hey, Ronda Rousey is in the WWE now. You know, stuff like that.
And I feel that the letdown continued into Raw, because Raw was pretty flat.
Yeah, it was. You know, but there's a lot of injured people working too, because everyone was hurt, I think, after last weekend, you know.
Sure. And you know, I'm still squeezing, you know, the encyclopedia you got over there, Danger Boy, he informed me that Lashley wasn't freed up to be to the Royal Rumble, but I hope they smarten up and they get him in there for the Elimination Chamber, because Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley, just the poster alone is going to sell tickets.
Cool, man.
Thanks again for your time, Rich.
Hey, thank you, and enjoy that weather down in South Carolina. And I'm getting a real vibe of the Ultimate Warrior when we were just talking with him. So we got to go to break on that. I want to say something. Our good friend of the show. You know what I'm talking about. Our good friend of the show, Jeremy Borash, got hired by the WWE this week. He left Impact Wrestling, and he's now part of the WWE. And I really want to get him on before he's, like, fully contained by them. But it reminds me of why we didn't see EC3 or why we didn't see Bobby Lashley in the Royal Rumble, because both of them were on TV on Impact this past week.
Well, EC3 was at TakeOver.
Yeah, yeah. He was at TakeOver, but they could not put him in a match when he's still wrestling on TV on Impact.
He was free to go. Lashley was...
But WWE wouldn't do that.
No, they wouldn't do that.
That's why. If he's going to be wrestling on another show, we're not going to put him on our show. So we're going to go to break on that. We got one last segment.
He's keeping his name, though.
He is?
That's what it looks
like. Oh, yeah, they said EC3. That's what they referred to him as.
And his promo did that, too, backstage.
All right, 222-1280, star 1280. We've got one last segment. You can text us at that number. We're getting some funny texts in. Thank you so much for those texts. Not a lot of big fans of Ronda Rousey signing. We'll talk about that on the flip side. You're listening to... That's right, this is the Pain Clinic. We've been here 20 years in November. Huh. Can you believe that? We got to have a party. 20 years on the air on this station in November. So we just got to find someone who wants to throw us a party. But we'll do that coming up. But right now we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hey, this is Tony, Mr. USA Atlas, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen in, Daddy. Pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Double B Brian Burke, Billy DeTore from The Wee Show. And I should stop referencing that. They know who you are, Billy.
No, keep telling people, because there's no reason they should know.
I was going to say, you're a regional treasure on the radio, okay? And, of course, Peter Burke's with us, too.
I got some news you asked me to share.
We forgot to talk about it. We've got a big wrestler coming to the Flower City Comic Con this year.
Yeah, we will have Jake the Snake Roberts joining us in June at Flower City Comic Con. I'm looking forward to that. Trying to work out for him to do his show at a comedy club the night before, if we can get that all straightened out. And unfortunately, I won't be able to join you next week either here on the show, as I'll be at the mall at Grease Ridge Center for our mini-con. The only local wrestler we'll have there will be Jason Xavier, who'll be there. He does sell some toys and stuff. He won't be there representing upstate
professional wrestling. But we will have a couple Power Rangers there, a couple Dino.
That's cool. So people, and this is free. You just got to go to the mall.
Yeah, you just come on down to the mall. I mean, if you want an autograph or something, I got to pay these guys.
So yeah, yeah.
The autographs aren't free, but there's no admission. Just come on down.
So you got a couple Power Rangers.
Yeah, we'll be in the theater wing of the mall.
Okay, Santa, which Power Rangers is it? Is it the Dino Rangers?
It's the Dino Thunder Power Rangers.
Okay, so if you're a Power Rangers fan, and listen, you just go to Grease Ridge Mall, and you guys will have like tables and stuff set up all over the place.
Vendors there. We're going to do a panel. Saturday afternoon, I think, at like 1 o'clock with the Rangers. So
that's pretty cool,
just
man.
Like a smaller version of our con. So
awesome. Well, we will definitely run down there when we get off the air next Saturday. But some news: Jonathan Coachman has been rehired by WWE. Of course, another guy I was emailing at the end of last year to come on, and it's like, well, wait till I know what I'm doing, then I'll come on.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. He took over for Booker T, which I don't know if it's a bad thing. I like Coach. I think that's
an upgrade.
Coach is a great talker. So I like Booker T.
Was not a great talker.
I don't know. I'm never going to dislike Booker T.
Don't dislike him, but his commentary didn't make sense half the time.
He's a friend of the show, so I don't care. I can look past that.
And he has terrible knowledge of the human anatomy.
He does.
He thinks things are connected to things that aren't really connected to things.
True.
It's all connected. As my good friend Aleister Crowley once said.
Yes, Aleister Crowley as he was repenting on his deathbed. Okay, nevertheless, some other news that came out. I don't know if you guys watched NXT TakeOver, but if you didn't, go back and watch it. It was the best wrestling show you're going to see this year. We got to see a lot of little teases of people who are going to be showing up in NXT.
I don't know if it's the best one you'll see this year. It's the best one we've seen yet.
It's definitely. So, I mean, listen, there's some other good ones, but this one was, just unbelievable.
Between Wrestle Kingdom, NXT, and the Royal Rumble. 2018's off to a pretty good wrestling start,
without a doubt. But if you saw, they showed War Machine in the crowd, Trevor Ricochet Man, Ethan Carter III, which we mentioned a minute ago, and Maria Menounos, who has got brain cancer, and she's there.
She did the ring announcing too for the Rumble.
I give her a lot of credit, man. That she, and she's very pretty. She's easy on the eyes, and she loves wrestling. And I'm glad that she was there, and I'm glad she's doing okay. She's going through treatment okay, but it was very cool that that we got to see a little. And then of course this past week we have Rockstar Spud. What's his name again? I can't remember. He's the new general manager. Oh, Maverick. His name is
Drake Maverick.
Drake Maverick. He is the new GM of 205. Yeah, and it's still Rockstar Spud. In fact, Matt Hardy posted when his baby Max beat him in a match on the Hardy compound.
Well, they had Tyler Bate on 205 Live this week, and next week Roderick Strong's on.
Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. But we're running up against it. I don't know if there's any other news we really missed that was significant. I still think John Cena's going to the dark side. We'll see what happens with that. Maybe we'll get your opinions on it next week.
Well, they're not going
to
boo The Undertaker.
You're right.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. So maybe that's where we're going.
I'll boo everybody.
We'll see how Ronda Rousey starts to fit into their plans. And I want to thank you guys. Thank you, Billy, for showing up, man. It was cool.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, very excited to have you. Thank you, Danger Boy. Thank you, Brian Burke, Peter Burke, and, of course, DC Dan Cole, who was not here last week, but he definitely was here this week.
I was escaping the clutches of a certain ball.
Greatest show ever this week. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Pain Clinic. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.